Thank you for watching this episode of 1514, a ministry of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. 1514 draws its name and purpose from the words of Romans 15:14, where the Apostle Paul, moved by the Holy Spirit, tells the church that he is convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to counsel one another. I am your host and the director of the Biblical Counseling Coalition, Curtis Solomon, and I pray that you're blessed by today's episode. Welcome back to 1514. As always, it's a blessing to have you with us, whether you're listening to our podcast or watching the videos online. It's a real treat, and we really do appreciate you participating in the ministry of the Biblical Counseling Coalition. We do pray it's a blessing to you, and if it is a blessing to you, I encourage you to share it. Nothing spreads podcasts and Vimeo channels like word of mouth. So share this with your friends, tell them about how you've been blessed and what a ministry it is to you. This week is the fourth and final week of a short series we've been doing, highlighting the content of what we discussed in last year's annual leadership summit, which was the natural partnership of biblical counseling and disability ministry. We are really blessed to have Johnny Erickson, Tata, Ken, and a team from Johnny and Friends out with us at the council meeting to really work together and think together about how biblical counseling and disability ministry can work together in local churches to bring hope and healing to all people affected by disability, whether that's the person who has the disability themselves, their family members, other caregivers, or the church that they find themselves in. So I pray that this series has been a blessing to you. It's really highlighted that aspect of ministry, and I pray that it sparks in you a desire to learn more about how you can incorporate disability ministry into your church, into your life, or if you or somebody you know is affected by disability, that it's been a real blessing and comfort to your soul. Please check out the Biblical Counseling Coalition's website. We have other resources on this topic. And as I mentioned last week, the Lord has really been answering our prayers and your prayers to grow the impact of what we talked about in that short 3-day leadership gathering far beyond what we could have asked or imagined at that time. The Lord has been bringing together different churches and groups together to think about biblical counseling and disability ministry. Different schools have been inviting special guest speakers. Different conferences are having disability ministry highlighted in the Biblical Counseling Conference. So it's been a real blessing to see how God has stirred the hearts of the people at the BCC, as well as others, to really spur on and grow this connection between biblical counseling and disability ministry. This week we get to hear again from Dr. John Street, my mentor and dear friend, as well as he discusses with Johnny the question, the difficult question of parenting in disability. So for those who have children who are born with disability or adopt children with disability, there's going to be some unique challenges, and God's Word has a great deal of hope to offer you. And Dr. John Street and Johnny get to talk about that a little bit right now. So I hope that that is a blessing and encouragement to you. Thanks again for listening.
You know, parenting children with disabilities has got to be one of the most difficult challenges on the planet, because they never know what each day is going to unfold. And I think that a lot of people parenting, just like the children that you were just mentioning, severe Down syndrome children, children with severe intellectual disabilities, or difficulties, or even physical disabilities. Each day presents a brand new challenge for them. And I think a lot of parents think that God wants them to be perfect. They think in some way, if I could just be a perfect parent, then everything's going to be okay with my child. Well, nobody can be a perfect parent. There's only been one perfect parent, and that's God himself. And Isaiah 1 says that even his children rebelled, all right? So God's not expecting perfection from us, but he is expecting faithfulness from us. Yeah. Faithfulness to live out Christ in front of those kids every single day. I remember we had a severely disabled young woman in our congregation. Her mother had been in a terrible accident when she was pregnant with her, and she was born severely deformed, intellectually, the always going to be a child of 1 or 2 years of age. And she wasn't expected to live more than 10 years, but she lived 35 years. And her mother would say to me, when I'd go over and read scripture to her, that would be the only time during the day that she would smile. And she'd always have a kind of a crooked smile, but she would just light up when you would read scripture to her, communicate the love of God to her, touch her to let her know that you care. That changed everything with her. And even though we had no idea whether or not she verbally or externally trusted Christ, even though we never knew that, there was confirmation in her eyes that something was different in her life.
Wow.
There's a soul underneath that body that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. My friend of mine has a little boy with autism. He has been diagnosed high on the scale of the autism spectrum, and she doesn't get any sleep, and neither does her husband. That little boy is up constantly all night, outbursts, screaming, flailing, kicking, writhing in bed, and it's been a nightmare for this family. One night, my friend, in rushing to her son's bedroom to quiet him, held tightly to his arms, "Joshua, we're going to pray. Let us pray. We will pray." And then she began praying out loud. And she did this for some time over her child. He quieted, went to sleep. Subsequent nights after that, that little boy in his screaming would wake up, terrible outbursts, and mom would come running into the room. And his first words were, "Mommy, pray, mommy, pray. Pray, mommy, pray."
Yeah. Requires a lot of wisdom to discern that in the different types of disabilities that there are. But every discipline event, if when it comes, becomes an opportunity for the gospel for them. And the reason why that is because they should always remind that child, what is it that God expects of them?
Yes.
What is it that God expects? That plants within their heart the thought that I'm not just disobeying mom or dad or someone else in my life, but I'm disobeying God. And you know, a child will actually think that they can be perfect. If I just work hard enough, I can do that. But it never works out. And eventually, that child, if they have the capacity to be able to do that, will say, "But I can't be perfect." And that's when the doors swing wide open for the gospel. That's why you need Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So every discipline event becomes that opportunity to present the gospel. And I think, especially, and this is one of the things that I think the world of disabilities has can really teach biblical counselors, is the fact that learning to be faithful, learning to be patient, and that parents need the long view. There is a sense in which Christian parents need to be bigger pictured people. It's not so much the event or even the rebelliousness and the discipline that's applied in that event. It's the fact that you are sowing righteous seeds in that child's life over a long period of time.
Absolutely. Because I think that disability naturally gives occasion to the flesh.
Yes.
Whether it's a little child, whether it's an adult with a disability, self-absorption, self-pity, rebellion, those are all giving occasion to the disability sets the frame for that.
Yeah.
And so in one sense, you know, a disability almost sets you up for failure unless there's an intervention
of
a wise biblical counselor. Yeah.
Thank you again for watching this episode of 1514 or listening to our podcast. It was a real blessing to have you with us. I pray that this short series has really stirred in you and sparked in you an interest in disability ministry and biblical counseling, and that you would think about how you can add this component to your own life and ministry. Whether it's just praying and thinking about those with disability, if you're a pastor incorporating some kind of disability ministry partnered with biblical counseling into your own church, or if you already have these ministries running in parallel tracks in your church, blending them together, as you've seen over the last few weeks, how these naturally go hand in hand. If you write, think about writing on these topics. If you teach, think about teaching on these topics. It's a real need. It's an important thing to think about and consider how we can spur one another on towards love and good deeds in this area. Again, I want to point you to a couple different resources. One is the IBCD Summer Institute. As this podcast is rolling out, the Institute is going to be close at hand or going on, depending on when we upload it. But if you have the opportunity, get down to San Diego. It's always a good time of year to be in San Diego. And check out the IBCD conference. During the conference, I'll have an opportunity to teach a breakout session on this topic. And the pre-conference, I'll have the blessing of working with Dr. Greg Gifford from the Masters University on the topic of counseling, biblical counseling, and post-traumatic stress. So I'd love to see you there, encourage you to jump over there, check out the resources at ibc.org, that's the Institute of Biblical Counseling and Discipleship, as well as jump over to Johnny and Friends' website. If you just search Johnny and Friends or go to johnnyandfriends.com, you'll find a lot of resources there, a lot of help in thinking through disability ministry. It's always a blessing to have you. Please share this episode as well as the ministry of the Biblical Counseling Coalition with your friends and family. Thanks again. Hope to see you with us next week. Thanks for watching this episode of 1514. If you'd like to know more about the Biblical Counseling Coalition, visit our website at biblicalcc.org, or you can follow us on Twitter at biblicalcc, or find us on Facebook at Biblical Counseling Coalition. Thanks again for watching. We hope to see you again next week.